This evening we're looking at Psalm 69. Before we look at this psalm, if you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 11, I wanted to make a comment there. The Apostle Paul quotes from this psalm, and he attributes it to David, so that we know that David was speaking about himself and speaking this psalm. And we'll come back to Romans 11 in later on in the lesson as we look at the quotation. But if you look at Romans 11, verse 9, and David saith, let their table be made a snare, and so forth. That's a quotation from verse 22. So David is speaking in this psalm. You may have wondered in the questions, I went ahead and put, you know, what was David requesting, and what was David this, and what was David that. I went ahead and did that because we know that David wrote this particular psalm. So we do have that on a few of the psalms. The New Testament attributes some of these psalms to David, so we definitely know that he wrote this one. This psalm is a cry for help. The very first verse, "Save me, O God," really becomes the theme of this whole psalm, and it is a psalm about the suffering psalmist. He's suffering from enemies, and he's asking God for help. Right at the end, the tone changes a little bit, and in verse 30 through the end of the chapter, it's blessing God. But the first part is primarily about a suffering man from enemies, and he needs help from that. Let's go ahead and read Psalm 69, and then we'll begin to look at it. Psalm 69, verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would cut me off, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. That which I took not away, I have to restore. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait for thee be put to shame through me, O Lord Jehovah of hosts. Let not those that seek thee be brought to dishonor through me, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword unto them. They that sit in the gate talk of me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Jehovah, in an acceptable time. O God, in the abundance of thy loving kindness, answer me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut its mouth upon me. Answer me, O Jehovah, for thy loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, turn thou unto me, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in distress. Answer me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. Thou knowest my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare, and when they are in peace, let it become a trap. let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let the fierce of thine anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate. Let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they tell of the sorrow of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And it will please Jehovah better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hooves. The meek have seen it and are glad. Yea, they seek after God. Let their heart live. For Jehovah heareth the needy and despiseth not his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah. And they shall abide there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. This psalm is a psalm, it's an individual complaint. It's called a lament or an individual complaint, where the psalmist is praying for help from his enemies. In verse 4 and in verse 18, enemies are mentioned. And the kind of help that he wants, verse 1, save me. Verse 14, deliver me. Verse 13, answer me. Verse 16, hide not thy face from thy servant. And verse 17 and 18, draw out my soul, redeem it, ransom me. So these are things that are requests of a man who is being persecuted by his enemies. If you look at the title, we have studied this before. If you go back and look at the title to Psalm 45, and by the way, on that, you might, I don't know if you still have the old lesson sheets, but if you get one notebook and keep them all together, you can go back and look at those previous psalms that we have made notes about. One three-ring binder will hold all of the lessons. And if you want to get the previous lessons, if you still don't have them or whatever, got rid of them, I can help you get a set of all of them. But if you go back and look, we studied at Psalm 45, this same term basically is used there, and it means lilies. It is either the name of a song or the type of song that this was to be sung to. We would say today, set to Amazing Grace. So it'd be these words and then the tune of Amazing Grace. So that's probably what is going on here. Set to Shoshanim, meaning lilies. Some song that was familiar to them at that time. It's also used in Psalm 80. Paul attributes the words of this psalm to David. We know that, so this is a psalm of David. It's an individual lament.